Penguin Random House Audio presents Big Sister, Little Sister, Red Sister, Three Women at the Heart of 20th Century China by Yung Chang. Read for you by Catherine Ho. Introduction. The best known modern Chinese fairy tale is the story of three sisters from Shanghai, born in the last years of the 19th century. Their family, named Song, was wealthy and prominent and among the city's elite. The Song parents were devout Christians, the mother a member of China's most illustrious Christian clan, that of Shu, after whom a district of Shanghai is named, and the father, the first Chinese to be converted in the American South by the Methodists when he was in his teens. Their three daughters, Ailing, kind age, born in 1889, Qingling, glorious age, born in 1893, and Meiling, beautiful age, born in 1898, were sent as children to America to be educated, something extremely rare at the time. And the girls returned home years later, speaking better English than Chinese. Petite and square-jawed, they were not great beauties by traditional standards, their faces not shaped like melon seeds, eyes not resembling almonds, and eyebrows, no arching willow shoots. But they had very fine skin, delicate features, and graceful bearing, enhanced by fashionable clothes. The sisters had seen the world. They were intelligent, independent-minded, and self-confident. They had class. What ultimately made them modern China's princesses?